With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Governor Steve Bullock says he wants to spend $200 million on roads, bridges, schools, and other public works, but hasn't settled on specific projects or exactly how to pay for them. Bullock said today that infrastructure spending would be his top priority during the 2017 legislative session if he's reelected. A similar spending package in 2015 came up one vote short in the Republican House. Bullock says he will decide in coming months what projects to include this time. They would be paid for by some combination of cash and bonds, a key sticking point for past proposals. Bullock also proposed a long-term building fund to be paid for with coal severance taxes. Republican State Representative Mike Cuff of Eureka says Bullock's plan might have merit, but more details are needed. Senator John Tester introduced a bill today to fix the year-old Veterans Choice Program that was supposed to help vets get medical care quicker, but isn't working as planned. Tester helped pass that bill 2 years ago and says it's important to fix, especially here.
We're second per capita for the number of veterans in the country in Montana. We have fully 10% of our folks are veterans. And so it's important for the state of Montana, but it's important for the whole country. And it's a good day in Washington, D.C. when we get pieces of legislation like this out.
The bipartisan bill Tester has signed onto is competing with a Republican-sponsored measure, and if it passes the Senate, Tester says it faces challenges into the House. He's hoping his bill will be out of the Senate by Memorial Day. CenturyLink representatives gave Montana Public Service Commission an update today on their work to improve inadequate phone service in several Montana communities. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Last fall, the PSC and CenturyLink settled a lawsuit over the quality of their phone service in Weibo and Wolf Creek. PSC Vice Chairman Travis Cavula says CenturyLink is required to fix those problems by this winter.
And by August of 2017, they need to have broadband built out to areas south of Cascade, Montana. So we'll know a little bit more, I think, in coming quarters, whether they've missed any deadlines. For now, it sounds like they're on track.
Cavula says the PSC deal with CenturyLink impacts a couple thousand people who are not getting good phone service from the communication company. CenturyLink is also in agreement to receive millions of dollars from the Federal Communications Commission to build out broadband to 33,000 homes and businesses over the next 6 years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
University of Montana President Royce Engstrom and Governor Steve Bullock will be getting awards for women's advocacy this weekend. In Missoula Saturday, the American Association of University Women will recognize Engstrom for his efforts to improve sexual assault response and prevention on campus. The group will also award Bullock for his work to pay equality for women in Montana. The American Association of University Women represents 170,000 members and calls itself, quote, the nation's leading voice promoting equity and education for women and girls. A new audit released this week says Montana's financial statements are error-free this time, unlike a year ago when an audit revealed scores of mistakes and cited a lack of internal controls that could have exposed the errors sooner. Last year's mistakes prompted the governor's office to put in place new protocols and hire a new state accountant. While state officials described some of last year's errors as simple mistakes, such as dropping zeros from large numbers, the errors could have affected the state's bond rating. But after last year's audit, which covered the 2013 to 2014 fiscal year, a Moody's official told the Associated Press that there were concerns about the weakness of states' internal controls, but saw no indication of worsening conditions in the state's finances. She put in place a new team, including hiring a new state accountant to oversee a staff of five other accountants and a supervisor who put together the state's comprehensive financial report. University of Montana student newspaper, The Kyman, says we'll have to cut staff if it doesn't get a proposed $1 fee increase students are voting on this week. Claire Chandler, next year's managing web editor, says that this year has been full of pay cuts and reductions in staff hours.
So right now, most people work a lot more than they get paid for. And next year, we can make sure that we are still paying our people the amount of hours that they're working.
If students reject the fee increase like they did last year, Chandler says the Kyman will have to cut staff, which could decrease the quality of the paper. However, if the fee increase does pass, she says they'll be able to focus more on the content without the stress of wondering whether they have to budget to print a weekly paper. Student voting closes tonight at midnight. A long-term project to monitor grizzly bears continues this summer in Glacier National Park. Wildlife managers will deploy bait stations, cameras, and traps to capture and monitor the bears. Visitors are asked to stay out of areas that are posted as bait sites. Idaho will drop to the football championship subdivision beginning in 2018 and intends to join the Big Sky Conference. Idaho President Chuck Staven made the announcement today. Gallatin County plans to dispose of more than 36 Cold War era camo kits for fallout shelters. The kits shipped to the county in January 1964 are being offered to museums, while some may be sold at auction. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.